When I was about 12, I found myself on top of a bonfire. In the middle of the bonfire, there was a stake, and there was a figure tied to the stake. Anyone who's listening to this sermon from Britain, or who comes from Britain, will immediately recognize that the bonfire had been built for the day we call Guy Fawkes Day. This particular time, I was on top of the bonfire placing the guy. The guy, I'll explain what that is in a minute, was something I was responsible for. And in fact, that time, to make the fire more spectacular, we'd covered the fire in cooking oil. Thinking back, I suspect that might have been my idea. It nearly was disastrous for me because one of the people around the bonfire, someone who was in fact slightly handicapped, set fire to the bonfire while I was still on top of it. I can still remember the big whoosh of flame, big circle of flame, with me in the middle. Fortunately, I was on a dry pit of the bonfire, and equally fortunately, I knew how to leap over the fire without stopping. I went up in the air over the fire and was down on the ground within seconds. Not that anybody noticed it passed without incident because people were much more preoccupied with the other strange doings of this night. Guy Fawkes Night. Guy Fawkes Night is a strange British celebration. It's so strange that in fact we don't understand it ourselves. We're not quite sure why it's so important to us. But we know the history. Every child in Britain knows the history of Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes was a Catholic conspirator. He was the one who was responsible for hiring a cellar under the Parliament, the House of Lords, which he filled with barrels of gunpowder. The plan was to blow up the House of Lords, Parliament, when the King, King James VI of Scotland, first of England, was meeting with his Parliament. They would all be killed. The plot was foiled because one of the conspirators, Catholic conspirators, wrote to Lord Montague with a veiled warning saying he shouldn't be there at the time. He became suspicious, and though sympathetic to Catholics, reported to the authorities his suspicions, and they found the gunpowder and Guy Fawkes on night ready to set off the gunpowder and to kill everyone in the Parliament. The celebration of Guy Fawkes is a celebration of the foiling of this plot. And we should say right away, this was a terrible plot. This was an act of terrorism. Even in the brutality of the time, even with the suffering of Catholics, it was wholly irresponsible, murderous, and rather astonishing that Catholics should have contemplated such behaviour. Some Catholics insist that the conspiracy itself was a fake, that the British government was behind it in some way. Maybe so, but it's clearly Guy Fawkes thought he was engaging in an act of murder and was willing to kill many people. The celebration came to involve building a bonfire. On top of the bonfire would be made an effigy, placed an effigy of Guy Fawkes. Children make their own guys, and one of the ways they used to earn money for fireworks when I was a child was by wheeling the guy around in a barrel, saying penny for the guy. Adults would give them money if they were impressed by the guy. The better it was made, the more money you got. The guy in our street was made by me, mainly because my father had overalls which I could use, trousered overalls, what we call dungarees in Britain. I would stuff them with paper and bits of Lego. That was my speciality. I'd place a ball in the top, football, which would represent the head of Guy Fawkes. And this would be placed on top of the guy, and if you built it properly, it would take some time to burn. The bonfire would burn for some time while the guy could be seen as a flaming figure. It all seems rather pagan. I would say the point about the Lego bricks is that they burnt with different colours. The Lego bricks would burn with quite sharp, colourful flames, depending on the colours of the Lego bricks themselves. And the guy itself was clearly meant to be a human being. Now, there's a problem with this whole festival, this strange festival which we celebrate after Halloween on the 5th of November. One of the problems is the fact that it's clearly meant to be celebrating the defeat of Catholics. Yet as a child, I saw nothing in Congress about enjoying the celebration myself. We loved it. We got to play with fireworks. This doesn't happen now. Children are banned from buying fireworks in Britain. And in fact, fireworks are quite controlled. Normally, people go to public displays at the weekend, the nearest weekend to the 5th of November. But in my day, we used to play merrily with the fireworks. There were a few accidents. We were occasionally irresponsible. Some people would hold fireworks in their hands, waiting till the last minute to drop them. So I'm told. Some people would fire rockets at the walls of buildings, I believe. And some people would take the fireworks apart and throw matches into them to make what we call genies. Well, the people who did this called genies. And yet, it's not just about the fireworks. It's about something else. It's about history and legend. And also about something supernatural, something weird and wonderful. The flames, the fireworks, the man dying. The children leaping up and down all around the bonfire all night. Something we felt that we were joined together. It somehow had less and less to do with Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes, by the way, was not burnt at a bonfire. He was not burnt at the stake. He was hung, drawn and quartered. There's something else, though. It's about memory. It's about how we forget. In many ways, Guy Fawkes itself has been inverted. Many people think they're celebrating not the foiling of the attempt to blow up Parliament, but the fact that someone tried to do it at all. In recent polls, Guy Fawkes has been voted as one of the 100 greatest Britons. Another poll, he was described as one of the greatest men from Yorkshire. And he was a criminal. There's no doubt about it, he was a criminal. He did terrible things. But it also is to do with Catholics somehow finding their space in Britain. There's always been a certain amount of opposition to Catholics in Britain. There still is. Then opposition, disdain, dislike, tribalism has always been part of British life. We tend to collapse into little tribes. It's only in times of crisis that we get together. And there's also a certain delight in destruction in Britain. In some ways, the Blitz was Guy Fawkes taken to the extreme. The Blitz of London, the attack on various parts of London. Very terrible. But a strange way, I can imagine that children were running around enjoying the bombs and the explosions. That childish love of destruction. But for Catholics, it's been a long, slow struggle to become part of British life. It's not yet complete. It's not quite clear that a Catholic could ever be Prime Minister in Britain. There's been a woman Prime Minister, there's been a Jewish Prime Minister, a Catholic Prime Minister. That might be one step too far. And when Cardinal Hume died, the BBC News, rather insultingly, in praising Hume, said he made Catholics socially acceptable. 5 million Catholics in Britain said, in unison, thanks very much. I also wonder what memory will do to 9/11 in the States over the years. Dozens of years, decades, hundreds of years. Perhaps 9/11 will become distorted. Perhaps the meaning of that event will be forgotten. Perhaps it already has. Memory changes everything. But still, Catholics, Protestants, atheists, agnostics, all sorts, together we'll celebrate Guy Fawkes. Together we'll celebrate fireworks. It is, after all, one of the only 4 days in Britain when you're allowed to let fireworks off between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. The other three are Diwali, the Chinese New Year, and I've forgotten the fourth. Well, the fourth is New Year, of course, our New Year. Only 4 times in the year when you can let off fireworks. So we'll enjoy ourselves, we'll enjoy the explosions, we'll enjoy the scariness of it, the weird horror of the guy being burnt, the strangeness of all the fireworks that seem to show that life is more than what we see, that there are hidden mysteries in life, that life can turn into something wonderful, amazing, almost like another world has become our world. And also we'll show that We're also lives that live by fear, that we face our fear. It's what it's about. I haven't read the scripture for today. It's nothing to do with Guy Fawkes. We don't have a special day for Guy Fawkes. It's not Thanksgiving. But the scripture is a very short gospel, the Gospel of Luke. I'll just read it now. Jesus said to his host, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not ask your friends, brothers, relations, or rich neighbours, for fear they repay your courtesy by inviting you in return. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. That they cannot pay you back means that you are fortunate, because repayment will be made to you when the virtues rise again." It's a feast for those who are poor, the lame, the blind. And in many ways, the Catholic Church has established itself in Britain by charity. It's a simple fact in Britain, I think probably the same in America, that a great many of the medical staff in hospitals are Catholic. It's something they tend to gravitate to naturally. This also has a great tradition of running places of gathering, of comfort, for the blind, the lame, the crippled, the poor. In fact, in many ways, the Catholic Church in Britain has been very fortunate in being marginalised, being on the edge. We've had to find a way into the world by gathering the people who need us, the blind, the poor, the crippled, the lame. We've had to find a way in this country by showing that we care. And of course, they're trying to find their way into this country and showing that we care. We've actually learned to care. We've learned the crippled, the lame, the poor, the blind. They're the rich people. They've so much to give us. And we've learned that in this world, that although we can all dance around the fire for a little while, in the end, the real fire, the real love, the real charity is God burning in our hearts. The Word of God. The Word of God teaches us to enjoy His wonder, His mystery, and His power. And we do not forget, but in remembering, we turn our backs to the future. Sorry, we turn our backs to the past and go forward into the future, because the future is where we belong.